The Massachusetts delegation in the U.S. Senate is now the state's shortest-serving pair of lawmakers since the institution's birth. Senator Elizabeth Warren took her seat in January, and yesterday the state's new junior U.S. senator, former Congressman Ed Markey, took the oath. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice covered Markey's swearing-in at the Capitol, spent part of the day with him, and has this report.
It's a sign of the partisan tensions in the U.S. Senate that moments before Ed Markey was sworn in, Republican leader Mitch McConnell walked up to the podium. He told Vice President Joe Biden that he'd come up there to talk to him, but joked that he didn't think the two of them ought to be seen in public together. Accompanying Markey on the Senate floor were Senator Elizabeth Warren, Interim Senator Mo Cowan, Governor Deval Patrick, and Markey's House colleagues, Representatives Jim McGovern and Nikki Tsongas. In the gallery were 100 Markey guests, including Treasurer and candidate for Governor Steve Grossman.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you're about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Senator.
Thank you.
Once Markey was officially sworn in, Democratic leader Harry Reid announced a tentative deal had been worked out with Republicans over their use of a filibuster. Reid gave the credit to Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona for working out the deal in a series of negotiations that culminated in a four-hour meeting of most senators the night before. Democrats agreed to preserve the filibuster, and Republicans agreed to confirm some of President Obama's appointees. Ultimately, later yesterday, Republicans joined Democrats in confirming Richard Cordray as head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That vote was Markey's first official act as a U.S. senator. Markey spoke with reporters after his ceremonial swearing-in in the old Senate chamber. He was optimistic that he and his fellow senators would be able to accomplish more than his former colleagues in the House.
Thank you. Well, hopefully we can make the Senate work so that the Senate can work in a way that the House is not working. So that's my hope.
Markey told Governor Patrick and Speaker Nancy Pelosi that he'd be sitting next to Elizabeth Warren in the Senate. He, the most junior member. She, the fourth most junior. He reflected on that, too, in speaking to reporters.
Elizabeth Warren and I are replacing John Kerry and Ted Kennedy and their seniority, which was 75 years. So we're going to partner now to ensure that Massachusetts has the highest quality representation, which is humanly possible. We will be the hardest working delegation in the United States Senate.
They'll have to work hard. They're the most junior Massachusetts delegation since 1789, when the Senate first convened. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.